USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the November 3rd election Monday. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Judge Court of Appeals to review a decision by Obama-nominated U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case as based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. In a court filing, the Trump campaign said it was focused on its appeal of the narrow questioning of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit a second time. Enhanced unemployment benefits and other programs established with the CARES Act back in March are set to expire at the end of 2020. A study from the Century Foundation released Wednesday found 12 million people will lose their federal and state unemployment benefits on December 26th unless another stimulus bill is passed. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
U.S. COVID-19 vaccine program head Moncef Slaoui said the first Americans to receive a coronavirus vaccine could get it as soon as December 11th. Slaoui said, "Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or the 12th of December. All decisions are made and the train is running." After two hurricanes slammed into Central America recently, USAID is on the way to help.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The late game in the National Football League Sunday night had the defending Super Bowl champs avenging their only loss so far in the 2020 season. Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders 35-31. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at the post-game press conference.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know if you give me a minute and a half, and I'm pretty good back there, you know, so we can roll. But I mean, there's a time and a place for that. That wasn't the situation for it, but I thought we had plenty of time. Now if we didn't have enough time, I'd be sitting here probably telling you something different, but I thought we had enough time there to get rolling.
Raiders head coach John Gruden in his third year with the Southern Nevada team.
We got to get these men out on the field and correct these problems, but I couldn't be more proud of our football team. And I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody. The effort that they've given us is tremendous. We've got to eliminate the penalties, and that starts with me.
And so, with the other game Sunday, the Titans over the Ravens, 30-24. The Browns get to 7-3 after beating the Eagles, 22-17. A rare mistake by Green Bay in overtime. A lost fumble cost them the game at the Colts, 34-31. And the Jets stay perfect, Lee bad, after losing to the Chargers 34-28. Jets are 0-10 on the year. Monday Night Football has the LA Rams crossing the country and taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.